Happen Today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's just a typical 2009 summer weather, cloudy, foggy in places, but it's going to burn out. It's going to be a half good day, a good day to work in your garden, pull the weeds, and because the weeds are really beginning to take over in a lot of places. We've had so much rain, it's made it difficult for you to do that particular weeding, and it would benefit your garden a great deal, especially with the crabgrass. Now, you may say, well, it's only a little bit of crabgrass here and there. You have to remember that each crabgrass plant has the potential of making over 1,000 seeds per plant. So if you've got some crabgrass in your gardens, pull them out, because next year will be even worse. And in your lawn, we had Ken Kukurowski from Bayer this morning. We were talking about them, about controlling crabgrass this time of the year. As long as the plate, as long as the plant is smaller than the top of a cottage cheese container, so about 6 inches in diameter. If it's less than 6 inches, then you can use a crabgrass killer. If they're big plants and they're much bigger than 6 inches, it's not going to do any good because the plant is just too strong. So if you see crabgrass in your lawn, maybe a good idea to use some liquid crabgrass killer right now and at least herd it so that you don't have to worry about as many seeds next year. And I'm going to do mine today. I'm going to come back a week later and I'm going to hit it again just to make sure, because as it spreads, it kills your existing soil. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Carol on the line. Carol's calling with a question about captan.
Okay, Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
And good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to know about mold in the cellar.
Yes. Okay. Mold is caused by the dampness in your basement. And my wife is allergic to a damp, musty smell. Plus, it ruins everything that's in your basement. I had a lot of my college books, a lot of my school notes, and they have that musty smell because I didn't spray it when we first lived in the house. I didn't know how to control it. But there's a product called Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N. It is a fungicide that all of the garden centers and nurseries carry. And if you put 5 teaspoons in a gallon of water in a pump pressurized container, and you spray the walls and the floor in your basement, it will eliminate the mold that's in your basement and that musty smell. Now, you have to open up the bulkhead door. You have to open up all the windows in your basement. you need to buy a cloth or a paper mask to put on your nose and mouth because you don't want to be breathing that product. And what I do is before I spray, I set up two fans in my cellar, one going north to south and the other one south to north to circulate the air in the basement. I turn them off. I spray the whole cellar. Then I turn them both on to move the air, and I let them run for about 2 hours. And once it dries, it will eliminate the mold and mildew and that musty smell in your basement. This is something that a doctor had suggested for my wife many, many, many years ago, and it works wonderful for us. So it should do the same for you. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Danny on the line. Danny's calling about crabgrass.
Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with your crabgrass?
Well, Paul, good morning. That's the first time calling your show. It's just a lime green color, and I just heard earlier that you, you know, if the size is really what matters as far as being able to kill it with that Bear product. So it's very difficult to measure the size because they're all clustered together. And
right.
I don't know if the color matters as far as their stage of life. So I'm going to go try to buy that Bear product today and see if I can kill these clusters that are seemed to be overtaken.
They're
actually my dad's lawn. I'm taking care of the lawn for him. So, I'm going to try it. And will it kill the surrounding grass or?
No, it will only kill crabgrass.
Okay.
And that's what's nice about this. I've been looking at on my lawn and I've seen it in my yard, and the weather's been so wet that every time I get a free day to kill it, it's been raining and I haven't been able to apply it. Today, there's no real rain in the forecast. There's only a 30% chance of showers.
Is there a time period after you apply it that it has to stay dry?
It said on the label, if you can allow, once it dries, it will become effective within a half an hour of drying.
Okay.
So as long as you can get it on this morning, if you don't get any showers until late afternoon, you should be okay. But I've used this Bayer product in the past, and I've always found that if I gave it two applications about a week apart, especially this late in the season, it's been a lot more effective. Now, the other thing that you may want to think about, Danny, is if you see that when we get into late summer, early fall, that it begins to make the seed heads, and it looks like a piece of wheat sticking out of the lawn, what you want to do is to allow the grass to grow taller than normal so that that tassel becomes visible. Once it's visible, if you can put the bag on your lawnmower and then cut the grass, you're going to be removing all of the seed pods from the crabgrass plant, catching it in your bagger, and then you can dispose of it. If it's in full tassel and you just mow the grass, you're blowing it all over the yard and you're actually spreading it and making it worse. So if you've got a bagger and you're not able to kill it, and as soon as you see that it's making that wheat type seed head, put the bagger on your lawnmower, lower the blade so that you can cut it even shorter. Allow the grass to grow taller than normal. Bag it. That way you're vacuuming a lot of the seed pods, and that's going to help to prevent a lot of problems down the road next year. Thank you, Danny. We appreciate the phone call, and real timely, too. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ted on the line, who's calling about a lily.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you're okay.
Thank you.
I have a meadow lily. Do you know what a meadow lily is?
Yes.
Well, it has. I had two mature plants with about 10 bells, lilies, on each one of them. And that was for 10 years that they bloomed really nice. But now they something happened to them where they have small plants, four small plants. I don't know whether the plant had children or what, but they're not blooming a lot now.
Okay. You know what I think it is, Ted?
Yes, sir.
If you had a healthy plant with a lot of big blooms on it, and all of a sudden you're just getting these little things, I think what happened is there is an insect called an Asiatic lily beetle, and it looks like a ladybug, and it would be chewing holes early in the season on the foliage of your lilies. That's what the first generation does. The second generation will bore into the stem of your lily and then eat his way down the stem and then starts to feed on the bulb. So what I think probably happened is some of these Asiatic lily beetles bored into the stem, have eaten the actual bulb, but the bulb produced bulblets, little babies around it. So what you need to do is to fertilize them spring and fall with a product like Plant Tone Fertilizer, and next spring use tree and shrub insecticide to kill the beetle and to allow the small bulbs to mature.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you're looking for a perennial for this time of the year that's going to give you something that you never expect, go to your local garden center and see if they have a plant called rose mallow. Rose mallow is a perennial hibiscus, and it will produce a flower as big as dinner plates. And if you look at your hand, spread your fingers as much as you can and think that the flower is going to be bigger than the way that you can spread your hand. That's how big it is. And it's a funnel-shaped flower. The plant will grow up to 6 feet tall. Pink, whites, reds, absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous colors. And there's even some with red foliage. Rose mallow, it's a August bloomer right up until frost and absolutely fabulous. So if you need some color and you want something that can get big and really give you a show, rose mallow. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Janet on the line, calling about a Rose of Sharon.
Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have a Rose of Sharon, and I didn't cut it down in February.
Yep.
It was about maybe 4 feet tall then. Well, it's about 6.5 feet high, and it's beautiful, but with all the rain that we've had, it's all, the center is all, you know, fall into the ground, and it really looks a mess. I wanted to know if I could cut it down and not do any harm to the plant.
Well, if you cut your Rose of Sharon now, you're going to remove all of the flower buds. Are you seeing buds or a few flowers on it now?
Oh, it's loaded with flowers, and I think because of maybe all the rain that we've had, or maybe it's too high, and with all the flowers, it's gotten so heavy. It was beautiful until I looked out there this morning and I saw, you know, the middle is nice and high, and then all around it, it's all drooped. But there isn't a place on it that doesn't have a flower.
Yeah. See, if you prune it now, you're going to remove all of those blossoms, and you've waited a whole year for that. For now, just leave it alone. There really isn't much that you can do. It's strictly a weather-related problem. The months of June and July for the Northeast has given us close to 20 inches of rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had cooler than normal temperatures. We've had a lot of cloudy days. So fungus has just gone crazy. For now, enjoy the blooms on it. And then next spring, it can be April, it can be March, doesn't have to be February, but when you get back out into the yard next year and you're edging the beds, you're putting down mulch, you can take that Rose of Sharon and you can let it grow to any size you want. Rose of Sharon will get 15 feet tall if you let it. So if you prune it in March or April or even early May, you'll make it wider, bushier, and you can control the overall height. And you saw how much it grew in 1 year.
Right.
It's not uncommon for the Rose of Sharon to grow 18 inches. So for now, clean up around it. Enjoy all of the flowers. And, I mean, if you want to cut a couple of branches and bring them in and put them in a vase of water on your kitchen table, you can do that. But it's strictly a weather-related problem, and there's not much that we can do about it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy. It's going to get better. The fall's going to be so beautiful. We're all going to complain that it's gorgeous. I can't wait. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ava on the line, who's got a few questions for you.
Ava, good morning. How can we help you with your garden problems this morning?
Hi, Paul. I have, a couple of questions, if you had time. One of them is on my mimosa. After the pink flowers appear, when should the mimosa be? We severely cut it back because it grows so generously, as you know.
Yeah. As soon as it finishes blooming, if you want to start shaping it, you can. But you should do the pruning either in the early spring, March, April, or during August. If you wait until September, October, it may not be able to scab and heal in time. Ava, hold on a second, and after these breaks, we'll talk to you some more. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 is the number to call if we can help you with your garden. We were talking with Ava about her mimosa tree, and if you want to do some pruning on your plants, you want to try and get it done so that the plant has a chance to make a callus where you've done that pruning before the weather gets cold. If the plant is going dormant in the fall and you make a lot of cuts to give it a nice shape and to control the size, where you made the cut doesn't make a callus. And then if we have a winter with a lot of wind and a lot of sunshine, the wind will blow the moisture out of the plant, because the plant is warmed up with the sunshine, the cut isn't sealed, the moisture can escape, and as it escapes, the wind blows it away, and it just continues to draw out of the plant, and then you get a lot of dieback.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Either either now during August or in the springtime even.
Mm-hmm. Of course, right now it has flowers on it. That's why I wasn't going to cut it. So
yeah.
I guess
so. As soon as it finishes blooming, and I mean you can do it as late as September, but nothing after September.
All right. I hope I can ask you just one more question, Paul.
Yeah, one more question.
Yes, it's in regard to this rose bush, an adult rose bush that we transplanted about maybe 6 weeks ago. And, of course, the foliage shriveled up and we cut that off. It looks okay. But my question is how going forward now, I worry about it getting through the winter. So heavily mulch it, or please tell me what we should do to try to get it through the winter.
Okay. What I would do right now is every 2 weeks, I would get a product like Miracle Grow or Neptune's Harvest Fertilizer, and I'd like to have you give that rose bush a good couple gallons of liquid fertilizer for the month of August and September, and that will help it to get reestablished in its new home where you have transplanted it.
Uh-huh.
But no fertilizer after September.
All right.
Okay?
And for the winter?
And then once we've had a frost and the leaves have all come off of it, I want you to take, you can use pine bark mulch. You can use pine needles, compost, but mound that plant at least 12 inches high with soil or pine needles or compost or something, and that will insulate the graft.
All right.
Now, if you look at your rose bush, you'll see a swollen area where the branches come out. That's where it's grafted. And if that can be insulated during the winter, you shouldn't have any problems when spring arrives.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Roger on the line. Roger is looking for a recommendation on a plant and also a question about a plum tree.
Okay. Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
My question is, what would you recommend for a hedge dividing our yard from the road? What's there now are arborvitaes? But I think the salt from the road and, you know, the snow and slush gets plowed up against them. They're not doing really great. It doesn't have to be like a very tall screen. Something like 4 to 6 feet would be ideal.
Okay.
And then the plum tree question is, I have 3 Stanley plums that are about 15 years old. 2 of them have been having fruit since they were like 4 or 5. One of them's never even had a flower. I was wondering, is that tree just sterile and should be removed? Thank you, Paul.
Okay. What I would do with the plum trees is I would take a shovel today and go out about, let's say, 4 feet from the main stem, and I want you to jump on that shovel, driving it into the ground as deep as you can get it to cut roots from that plant. It's called root pruning. And you want to cut a circle all the way around it. And that will shock the plant, and that should help it to set fruit. You have to remember that the month of July, August, and September are the 3 months of the year where anything that flowers is making the buds. And if you can shock that plant now, and then in that slit that you've made, if you can put a high phosphorus fertilizer, I use superphosphate, and the numbers on the package is 0, 20, 0, and all the garden centers carry it. So cut a circle all the way around it, 4 feet from the stem. Push the shovel forward and back to kind of open up the ground a little bit. And in that slit, if you could put a couple of pounds of superphosphate, and then just step on that slit in the ground to close it, that will help it. So dogwoods, crabs, fruit trees, forsythia, anything that flowers in the spring, magnolias. Anything that blossoms in the spring is making the flower buds right now. And if you can root prune them and give them a little extra phosphorus fertilizer, that will help them. Now, for a hedge, the problem is that you've got road salt. And what I would do before I ripped everything out, I would do a couple of things. I would buy a bag of Holytone fertilizer, and I would feed them. And you want to take a crowbar, make some holes about every 2 feet, put a handful of Holytone on the front of the hedge and on the back of the hedge. So you're going to need roughly, if your arborvitae are 6 feet tall, you're going to need about 3 handfuls of Holytone per plant. And 3 handfuls would probably be a couple of pounds. So count the shrubs, figure 2+ pounds per plant, and apply it about 18 inches from the main plant with a crowbar, about 6 inches deep. At the same time, I want you to buy something called liquid gypsum. And gypsum is sheetrock. That's what sheetrock is made out of. But it comes in a liquid form, and I would spray the hedge on both sides, not on the foliage, but on the ground. The liquid gypsum will open up the ground to get the salt out. And if you could do it now, and then again in September, October, that way when the snowplow dumps all of the snow, sand, and rock salt on the roots, the ground will have opened up with the liquid gypsum. It will flush the salt away from the root zone, and that will eliminate some of the damage. So I would try that first before I ripped everything out and went to the expense of putting in a whole new hedge. Try that and see what that does for you. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Brian on the line calling about his lilacs.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Brian?
Good, good. We have 3 pretty large lilacs in our backyard that never flower, but that's primarily because of the lack of sun that they get. The flowering is a secondary concern because we use it for privacy.
Right.
But one of the lilacs, as of a few days ago, the leaves are curling up on it, and I've never seen that happen before.
The leaf is, if you look at it, the leaves are, the edges are turning upwards.
Yes.
Okay. If it turns upwards, it's telling you it's getting too much water.
Okay.
If it was turning down, it would tell you that it's either not getting enough or there is a borer, and the borer is eating out the center of the stem, cutting the water tubes. Now,
okay.
there's not much that you can do with the water. My next door neighbor works for the water department here in Kennebunk, and he said that they have never seen the water table as high as it is right now.
Right.
And it's just that the roots are in a situation where the water has taken all the air out of the soil, and if we don't get a change, some of these plants are actually going to rot with the lack of air in the soil itself.
Okay.
So there really isn't too much that you can do. You know, if it can stop raining, we can get some sunshine. But other than that, Brian, there really is nothing. There's no insect.
Okay, that's what I really wanted to know, because we also have 2 pretty large magnolias, and one of them has black on the root and on the tree part and also on the leaves. And we've used the bare tree and shrub, and that seemed to alleviate it. But I know you can only apply that once a year.
Yeah, I mean, so, if you want to put it down a second time, but it's strong enough that it's protection should last a 12-month period, which is something that's really good about this product.
Right.
Now, the black on the leaves, if you rub your fingers on it, does it come off?
No.
It does not come off?
No, it does not.
Okay. Because if it would come off, then that's powdery, that's sooty mold. I would just forget about it. Don't worry about it. And again, if a leaf wilts down, it's trying to plug up those little pores on the underside of the leaf. When it curls up, it's trying to expose the pores so that the sun and the wind can pull the water out of the plants.
Okay. Well, that's
so
good news.
You should, I think so. I don't see any problems. It's got to stop raining. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but then it'll start snowing, Paul.
I know. Well, let's just hope that this weather pattern doesn't continue, because if it continues like this, we've had 20 inches of rain in the last 2 months. 20 inches of rain is equivalent to 20 feet of snow. So let's hope that this weather pattern breaks, because this could be a long, snowy winter. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Fred on the line, who's got a problem with a peach tree.
Boy, your voice is going downhill fast.
Sorry,
Jared.
About that, Paul.
You better take care of it. Oh, I wanted to tell, Jared's getting married in 2 weeks. So, you know, when you talk to him, give him some of your home remedies for his sore throat. Fred, good morning.
Paul, thank you for the call. We love your show.
Thank you.
The problem we have is we have this nice peach tree. When we go to pick the peaches, the ugly earwigs are inside of the peaches. And I'm wondering, are they crawling up the tree, or what should we do?
Yeah, what I would do is I would spray the ground and the tree with a fruit tree spray. And some of the products in the fruit tree spray will take care of the earwigs. But just a general purpose fruit tree spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water, made of recycled brown poly, and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-11.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, let's go right to those phone lines before you lose your total voice.
Okay. Up next, we have Vera on the line calling about her tomatoes.
Tell me about your tomatoes this morning. How can we help you?
Yes, I've had a problem with the black spots on the tomato leaves, and I've used the Serenade. And my question is, I have some phlox, which has mildew on it. Could that phlox mildew be affecting the tomatoes?
The main problem has been the amount of rain. But if you use the Serenade on the tall phlox, it will prevent it from getting worse. Usually what you need to do is to put the Serenade on around late June, early July, before we traditionally get hot, humid, muggy weather. And that will prevent the powdery mildew from developing on the foliage. This year, what has happened is we've had so much rain, so much cloudy weather, and cooler temperatures that after a rain, the water stayed on the foliage for hours and hours and hours. The disease spores blow in the air. They hit the wet foliage, stick to it, and then you get diseases. So even with the applying of the Serenade, you would have to do it every couple of weeks for it to work really, really well. But under normal conditions, if you applied Serenade on a monthly basis, you would not have any foliage with black spots and leaves. What I'd like to have you do is any of the leaves in your on your plants that look bad, pull them right off. And don't just drop them on the ground. Pull them off, collect them in a bucket, dispose of it. That way, at least you're eliminating some of the problems, because the leaves that are all spotted are making disease spores that are floating in the air and affecting the leaves above them. So clean them up, apply some Serenade, and reapply it every couple of weeks until this weather changes, and you should have some better plants. But it's strictly a weather-related problem this year on tomatoes. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Bonnie on the line calling about her mimosa.
Bonnie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a mimosa tree that about a week or two ago started dying off one branch at a time. I went to called the Extension Service, and they thought it might be something called mimosa wilt, for which the prognosis is grim. Is there any way I can save the tree if that's the case? And
okay. I've always been told when you had a wilt type disease, it started from the ends of the branches and worked its way inland. So from the tip, working its way towards the center of the tree. I've had good results. Mm-hmm. Take a pair of pruners or loppers, mm-hmm. and just take a plastic pail, put 2-3 inches of Clorox bleach in it, dip your pruners or loppers in them, and that will sterilize them to make sure there's no diseases. Figure about 6 inches in front of a wilting branch, cut it with your lopper. Dip your lopper or pruner back into the Clorox. That way, if there's any disease spores on it, you're not going to spread it. So every time you cut a branch, dip it in the Clorox to sterilize it, and then cut the next one, dip it, cut it, dip it, and cut it, and see what that does. At least it will prevent it from spreading to the main trunk. I would also fertilize it, get some plant tone fertilizer, and get some food in there. If we can get some sunshine and the ground can dry a little bit, it will stop. But if it continues to be pouring 2-3 inches at a time, cloudy, wet, it's just going to spread and get to be a real problem. Jared, can we get one more call?
Well, we can try. We have Leo on the line calling about a Japanese maple.
Leo, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a question about a Japanese maple tree.
Yes.
It's about 9 feet tall, and it's about 12 feet wide, and it's been in the ground for about 7 years, and we're trying to inspire new growth, and we had questions on pruning it as well.
Okay. The best thing for you to do is to wait until next year. Next year, in April, before the new growth starts, prune about 6 to 12 inches off the whole plant, and that will force it to become bushier and thicker. But until then.